This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. All you gotta do is trust me. The number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, shout him out. Nada as usual. As usual. As usual. Guys, joining me in the High and Mighty studios, completely going to match my energy for the entire hour, the writers, creators, and stars of Comedy Central's corporate, I have Jake Wiseman and Matt Ingebretson, returning champs.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, John?
Hey, John.
Are you doing well? We're going to do ASMR the whole time.
John, have you gotten an ASMR?
If I did it, people would be like, I'd be like, make your coffee beans. People are like, oh, Jesus.
Let's grind. I want to see your ASMR videos. Hey. Shh. I can't tell if it works on me. Every time I've tried
watching.
Do you
come?
I come every time.
Yeah, then it doesn't
work. But I don't know if it works.
I have a hard time not letting it be sexual. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm like, let me watch this. And I'm like, eh, she's not hot enough. And I'm like, that can't be what ASMR is. Like, I need a hotter girl to be whispering. It's like, oh, I'm doing this wrong. I'm the bad one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I feel something, but I'm like, I don't know. I watched one where they're putting, like, face paint on you. And I was like, I guess that this is making my head tingle. That's what it's supposed to do?
Yeah. I think so.
You guys work in TV now and weren't previous makeup wearers.
Yes.
I find like that's something that I didn't realize feels nice. Is like when
it does.
When like if they're like, can I lotion you please or whatever? And you're like, sure. And they're like rubbing your forehead and like underneath your eyes.
It feels
you're
incredible.
Like, oh, you're like, oh my God, is this something I need to do to myself?
Well, being an actor really shows you how much you're not taking care of yourself.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
God.
It's like, oh my God, I didn't know. Like when the hair and makeup team is always like, they take me aside and they're like, Jake, we're a little nervous.
Jake, this is a gun. It has one bullet.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
It's like you could be doing so much more. Like they're just like, you really look okay right now somehow, even though you haven't been doing anything.
Right.
And they gave me a huge bag of things that I need to do every day or I'm gonna look real bad in a year. Like they're like really worried.
They can scare you into it. You're like, sure? Yeah, this like hotel bar soap I wash my hands and face with every night works fine. They're like, no, it doesn't. You mom. Monster.
I know.
It is like the makeup thing though. I think what I like about it is the personal attention. Like you can't tickle yourself. You can't you can't really do it to yourself. It's like, I think I'm just lonely and I want my eyebrow to be touched.
Right. It is one of those things where you just like sit down and you're like the idea is to not be like not pay attention to it. Is
right.
Like where that's the umbrella on which you're doing it. So that's like a fun element too, where you're like, because normally I would be like, sorry, thank you. Do I have a booger? Is my ear weird? You know? And it's like, instead you're like, be a professional, just kick back and enjoy.
We had makeup done the other day for a press thing and the woman doing it did. Wait,
it's okay. Kill him.
That was actually Matt.
That was Matt. Matt flipped.
Yeah. Yeah, I had makeup on the other day and I barked at her.
I'm a nipper.
She like touched pressure points on my eyes and I debated in my head whether or not to tell her that felt good because I was like, is it weird to admit that I like this? But I was like, I liked that. And she's like, I know, that's why I do it. I was...
That's always a good sign. She's like, no shit, man. Yeah. This is what my job is. You're like, get a massage. You're like, that felt good on my body. They're like, yeah, I sure hope so. Tip generously.
I get massages sometimes and I might not be going to the right place, but I feel abused at most massages. Do you get Thai massages?
I do not get massages. I've only had two in my entire life. This is a great toy for my dog to grab. The one that sounds like a fucking old newspaper. Guy's trying to open Sun Chips in a movie theater. Relax, dude. Yeah, you just eat the tag. The makeup thing that happens to me a lot, or the thing that the realization I have is I'll get into the chair for hair and they're like, so how do you normally wear your hair? And I'm like,
how do you think I should normally wear my hair?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, well, however the guy cuts it and then add 9 weeks of wearing a backwards hat, despite being almost 40.
With hair, I don't really take care of myself because I kind of look at it as a game. Like I go to Supercuts and I've gone for the last decade because even though it's so cheap and they're not good.
You like literally something you didn't have to say.
Right. Well, I'm getting paid by them right now to say this.
This episode is sponsored by Supercuts.
But I do feel like what's great about it is once a year I'll get a really good haircut and it feels like I've won. You know what I mean? Because it's like I didn't know that was going to happen. Like I look good now.
However,
and the joy of that is incredible.
The rest of the year, and I can attest to this, it gets a mediocre haircut.
It's really bad. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
But then it's like just your thing. I always believe in setting expectations so low.
Oh, yeah.
So
that that's when how I got into improv.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I remember one time someone did my hair on like a shoot and I really liked the way it looked and I'm like, fuck, I should try to keep this up. This like, mm-hmm. I look like an adult. So what did you do? And they're like, well, I put a little texture cream in and I blew it out and kind of straightened. And I was like, oh, it was like one step more than I wanted them to say. I was like, just tell me it's like this product will make your hair. No,
well, I recently, my whole life up until 6 to 9 months ago, I parted my hair going the other direction. Because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And then about 9 months ago, I was like, pushed it the other way one day. And I was like, oh, I think I was supposed to be doing this the whole time. Why was I doing that my whole life?
I have a sort of related, but I find that getting your makeup done and your hair done, like on set and then looking good, you know, and they color correct it and you look good. The common thing I get now, I got this from my dental hygienist the other day, is, you look way different in real life, you know? And which means like you look bad now. You look really bad. Like it's just an advertisement for a person you could be if you were someone better. You know what I mean? And it's very frustrating. It's
it just
like,
sets you up for letting everyone down.
Yeah, I look
IRL.
So bad. Yeah, it's unreal.
When I was doing Guy Code half a decade ago, but I you know, still use it for anecdotes.
R.I.P.
Yeah. people would always say to me in person, wow, you're way bigger than I thought. Oh, and I'd be like, God. Whoa. And they're like, no, sorry. I mean like taller and bigger. And I was like, oh, and then I realized I'm on a show where everyone's just sitting down.
That's true.
It's like, uh-huh. Of course, it's just I'm framed in an upper third.
Yeah,
you can't
right.
see anything.
It's like, why aren't you paralyzed in a chair?
Yeah. How come there's not an insane background that's distracting from your half attempts
Where's
at
the
jokes?
Green screen?
But we wanted to get together and talk vacations.
I would love to talk about it with you, John.
I have a lot of, surprising no one, a lot of strong opinions and takes for vacations.
Right. What's your, do you have a thesis or do you have so many theses that you can't start anywhere?
My big one for a long time like is I was scared of I was scared of taking vacations because it's hard to imagine deserving one.
Me too.
Like in this business,
I
think
similar.
In particular, where it's like you almost never feel like you deserve a vacation.
No.
And then every time you take one, you feel
you're like
magical.
Oh, it's like, oh, I definitely needed that.
Right.
I really needed to leave Los Angeles. But when you're in LA, you just feel this constant pressure to do things constantly. And you don't realize you need to get out of the city to not feel that for a moment.
Right. Even like you're doing stuff on the weekends where you're like, I'm hustling during the week, doing shows, trying to get this thing going, taking meetings. On the weekends, it's like so-and-so's birthday, a thing on Sunday, a show this night, and you're like, I'm really grinding, I'm grinding. And you're like, I don't deserve a vacation. I do what I want for a living or whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, spend like 3 nights in a hotel in Los Olivos with your loved one. And you're like, oh my God, this is the shit people die.
Yes.
This is like what people with normal jobs, civilian, like people who are like, I have a 3-day weekend. I'm going to use it to relax.
That's right.
Rather than I'm going to stay in all weekend and finally do the errand that's been hanging over my head.
I think one of the main reasons to take a vacation also is that so you can appreciate coming home. Because if you're home all the time, like, and we live in LA, which is a very particular city, though I'm sure it's universal, like, it can be a fucking grind. There's too many people. There's a lot of fucking traffic. There's a lot of stress here. We hate ourselves, blah, 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 blah.
You also just get like bored. You get into a routine in your house.
But then
and then all of your bad stress triggers are here too.
Yeah,
your job is here.
Yeah.
Your ex is here. Yeah. Your whatever is all here.
But
whatever your city may be.
No, totally. But then like literally coming home, you essentially go as far away as possible to come back and be like, I can't wait to get into bed. I can't wait for my bathroom. Like that, you have to go away to appreciate what you have.
It's why
everyone should cheat on their spouse constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. Strange is great in the beginning, but then you just start to miss the comfort of knowing the person you're fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The eye contact, you know, you miss that after a while.
But yeah, no, I do think that's like a big part
that's
of it.
That's a for real, a major thing. Like, we, last Christmas break, instead of going home to where we both live in New York and we have like her parents are were divorced or now one is dead, but
congrats like, on all of that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Whew, thank God. Finally. But less there's like gifts. There's like two families to see for every side. And it's like we did it two Christmases ago and it was so stressful. Last Christmas we were like, we're not doing it. My father-in-law died. We're like, we don't even want to go home. Let's go to Europe. And we went to Europe over Christmas break. Now we don't live near our families, so you never, your Christmas break is always just destined to be going to your family's us.
Where it makes you way more stressed out. You're more tired than you went than when you went there.
It's a curse. More work than like, and they are the ones that are making you come there. Cause if you don't, they're even
they're
more
like, I'm going to die soon. Do you care?
Yeah. And then you go home and they're like, you know, I actually have dinner plans. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, you're at your house with your plans and your things.
Yes.
And I flew across the country to sit here and I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And so they gave us such shit for going away to Europe. We had never, my wife works in entertainment as well, in marketing. We have never been away over Christmas where truly you don't get any emails or you don't have anything that could come up randomly. No one is working.
That's the one good thing the entertainment industry does is legitimately shut down for 2 weeks at the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you go home to your family and sleep in your childhood fucking bedroom and do that for 10 days, that is, you're blowing your fucking,
it's
the only
haunting.
10 restful days you can have in your life.
It's haunting, and then you might run into someone else like back home, and that's never gonna go well. It's not interesting. Like, that's the thing, it's like, no one's doing anything that, you're the one who's doing something interesting. You know what I mean? Right. So it's not like, and you don't feel that good about it.
No,
you know?
Like,
so you don't really want to talk
like,
about it.
I don't even
it.
Talk about this with other people who do this.
Yeah.
There's no way you want to hear me bitch about my podcasting, because when you find out I make more podcasting than you do real estate, it's going to be a major issue. And I hate it.
Yeah, 100%. The other one of the other good things, if you do have a partner, going on vacation, literally having sex in different places, you like want to fuck the person more.
Yes.
Like you literally do. It is like regenerative in that way.
Because you have not, again, I think it removes all those home triggers too, where it's not like, we're not going to just plop down on the couch and watch something. Like we're not going to just keep crushing Netflix episodes.
Yeah.
Also the partnership thing too is a real bone over the holidays. Cause one of you is at the in-laws, if not each taking a crack at being at the in-laws, where your own family is a nightmare enough.
Yes.
And then when it's someone else's family that you can't yell at, it's like,
oh my God,
when
I
like
know.
Another family, I've
you
been with
no
my
recourse.
Wife long enough that I can yell at some of her family members and she can yell at mine.
That's when you know it's true love.
Yeah.
It's when you're shouting at her father.
Yeah. When we're a team against my entire family and her entire family, it like feels good.
Yeah.
When we're like the liberal fucking LA people who come home with our dog.
Yeah.
Everyone else has two kids. We have all our younger siblings all have kids. We show up with our dog and we're like, hey, fuck you guys. You know, our lives, like, what are we doing here with you shitheads?
I often feel like a vacation for me is just an excuse to try a different type of soap that I It's like, I go to a hotel and I'm like, oh, this is a different soap that I've had before.
And why, I don't know why my first instinct was you pack a different soap. You're like, on this vacation, I'm going to try. Like, of course, you meant the hotels that you're staying at. In my head, you're like, I like to bring some new toiletries on the road with me and like really break into this new character I'm trying out. I smell like leather now. But this last Christmas we got guilted into going home, this past one. And then when we were flying back, when we got dropped off at JFK, I've never been that happy to arrive at an airport.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, JFK on the day after New Year's is like a nightmare.
Hell.
And I was like, my mom isn't here. My brother isn't here talking about pensions.
There is that turning point where you're like excited to go on a vacation, then you're there and it's good, but then like 2 days before you leave and you see the end of it, you're like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
It's almost over. I get to go back. Because there is like, even on the best vacations I've been on, there's an element of me that is like pretending to have the best time of my life.
Right. I think part of it comes from is that our work is what, like, are also our hobby.
Yeah, right.
And I guess that is
like,
true.
So it's kind of like that thing where it's like, I want to get back and do more shows. And it's like, and then the second you come back, they're like, hey, can you do Wednesday? You're like, oh, fuck, I just did one last week. Like, you're already off the
rug. Well, that is
but you're in Hawaii for 5 days going, fuck, man, I miss performing. I miss the juice. And you're like, come back and like, you want to do it? I'm like, no.
It's also like, because you're just like, no one's talking about me right now.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It is like, I just email my manager on vacation and be like, what's the latest? And he just tells me like three dumb things to make me feel good.
My goal on vacation almost is to just get bored enough that I want to work again.
Do you know what I mean? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, I get burnt out and I just need to go realize that I want to do this again. Right. That is the thing. You forget that you want to do what you're doing.
But that's like our dream careers, right? Like, I look at the guys who do like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, yeah, let me work insane for 8 months, make a shit ton of money. Uh-huh. And then for 4 months, I do one movie and vacation for, yes, and I go to London for a month because, yeah, I'm fucking loaded and I have, uh-huh, I know I'm coming back to my network sitcom.
That's right. Yeah.
That's like the dream, right? Like, is that the peak existence?
Or I else think
are,
so.
Or are you like, I need to pick up some shifts in between?
I think it depends how mentally ill you are, because it's like, yeah, well, that's maybe peak existence until you see a show with 0.1 better ratings than you, right, and you're like, I'm losing it. I used to be the most famous viral star in the world. My, right, podcast is a hit, but there's someone doing it better.
Right.
I got to get into three movies and never take a break. You know, it's just a little, yeah, fucked up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to have a healthy relationship with it because last year, the year before. Wow. It's been a long time since I took a vacation, even though it's because I took one in 2017. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, because I hadn't taken one in a decade before that, because I was so scared that I wasn't going to make like a living out here. And so I was like, oh, I made some money. I'm going to go on a trip. And then it's enough. Like, it was incredible. But the whole time I was gone, I was just then thinking of material. And I was like trying to get back here. And I felt kind of guilty for being there.
But then that's that thinking of material. I think you're saying it derogatorily, but I think you're saying is like you like freshened up your, yeah, mind in a way where you were able, yeah, to like, but think about
it. I think it's like
too,
a good and bad thing that when that your job in comedy or entertainment, whatever the fuck we're doing, is never over. Like, you, right, can never feel like every, even when you're taking a break and you know you earned it and you worked your ass off and you paid your rent doing comedy, which in itself is a miracle, yeah, it's still like, yeah, but someone, but I'm not, but they're gonna kick me out tomorrow. You know what I, right, mean? So, yeah, I was in Iceland, in the middle of Iceland, thinking of episode ideas. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like emailing from a hut in Iceland. And I'm like, this is, I guess this is, yeah, this is what you pay for if you're having fun for a little.
Yeah, I did say on a beach in Maui to my wife, I really got to get back and set up some records. I just got to get ahead on High and Mighty. And I'm like, and I'm just like, and I'm looking at her and she's like, I actually have a career. And, yeah, like, I'm not saying that. Yeah. And I'm like, right, yeah, right.
What are your favorite types of vacations? Are they, let's say, Europe, where you're like, got to go to a city and look at Europe?
I have to look at all the cathedrals.
Or is it sort of the beach?
The beach is my answer. But I do like, I have like that completist attitude of like, I want to see
everything.
Gotta
see the world,
too,
right? Yeah.
It stems from maybe like movies, like wanting to watch every movie. I'm like, I love movies. Let me see every one. Yeah. Then all of a sudden you're like, I like travel. Should I go everywhere in the world?
Yeah, it does feel like there's this big ripe world and you should fuck it all.
Yeah,
you know?
And then any one of your friends with money is like, have you been to Morocco? It's amazing. Have you been to Madrid? It's, yeah, like, they, yeah, like rattle off... Five different friends rattle off five different places, and you're like, yeah, I got to go to all of them.
Yeah.
Like, but it's all, yeah, it's really stressful because also a lot of times, and Matt and I have been talking about this a lot, so after we shot the first season of the show, we all like had enough money for the first time to take a vacation and be like, we can take a vacation now for a week. And he went to Chile and I went to Iceland and it was incredible. Like, it was so incredible to be gone. But there were a lot of times, you know, we got in these huge itineraries, like, you got to go to this place. You got to try this here. You have to. Right. Promise me.
Right.
Promise me you'll fucking try that here. Yeah. And you're there and you're eating the thing or you're trying the thing and you're like, okay. Like, you know,
yeah,
all right.
My version is you come back and they go, did you go to the place? And you're like, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Which one was it? It's like the one with the little fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
The little fish place.
Yeah. So
the tiniest fish, like, you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, I think that was good.
You won't,
yeah,
even know you're eating fish. They're so small.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people think it's just like a big bowl of granola, but, yeah, those are fish.
Yeah, because it's so hard to know, like if it's not the beach, which has its obvious pleasures, because, you know, it's just serotonin and,
right,
sunlight.
Yeah.
And
it's,
you
like
know,
sleeping in is like even a part of vacation.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's essentially what a lot of it is. Like, a lot of going to... like to the beach is like literally you're just giving yourself agency to be a lazy fuck
right.
off.
Especially you know those like one and all resorts where you're like, yeah. you don't even add a commute to anything. It's yeah. not even like after dinner, we have to drive 10 minutes back to the hotel. You're like after dinner, we can like get in an elevator and fuck and fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's
so interesting how vacation truly is just a lot in your mind. It's literally just being divorced from where you're living, and you did it. Like getting on the plane and going somewhere is the vacation. Like, oh my god, you did it. You right. did this for yourself. You treated yourself well.
Well, it's funny too when you go on, especially the type of vacation where you are like traveling and like seeing a lot of stuff with your significant other, because it's like it's a lot. It's interesting.
It doesn't reality show.
Yeah, you have your ups and downs right, in it. Where yeah. like you, it, because like especially if you're doing like we were traveling through Chile, it's like there were days when it's like fuck, we got to get to the fucking airport right now, and it's stressful. right. We're stressed out right now.
That
in
was like
Chile.
Us. It was like shit. The alarm going off in Paris, and you're like, yeah. well, don't you want to be able to get to the blank, blank, and blank? And you're like, yeah. oh, it's didn't we pay a fortune to come here?
well, we gotta get going.
right.
Yeah. It's the best art in the world. Yeah. You have to see it.
Yeah.
And it is like one of those things where you do it to yourself and then you're like, mm-hmm. like the relationship one is wild. Cause like, I remember we got in a fight like Christmas Eve in Paris and like woke up Christmas morning mad at each other or it was the day before. And we were like,
yeah.
the fuck are we doing? Yeah. like, we yeah. came here to not fight.
it's a good test. I think within the first year of a relationship, you should go on at least like a 5-day trip.
Before you live together.
Yeah. Even like to New York, go to New York for 5 days.
Yeah.
That's literally what we did. And we like had a great time, but then it got stressful and got tense.
Rent
and we had
a house for 3 days in whatever your little lake, river, neighbor, like your nearby 2-hour drive places.
Yep. And then we like got in a big fight and then like got through it and then felt good. And it was like, okay, I think we could do this.
Yeah. You're wrong. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
no one can do it. It's fucking impossible, man.
it is impossible.
Yeah. yeah. I think those are the two vacations, the get stuff done my wife and I call it like travel and like beach vacations.
Right. And do you, because I feel like ideally, I'm trying to, because I'd like to go somewhere. We've been working for a fucking year and a half, so I'd like to go somewhere and do something before I get another job. But I'm trying to think of like places like that combine it, like Portugal or something like that, yes. where there's like a fucking beach, but you'd be like, okay, but I saw the Lisbon thing.
Right.
It was oh yeah, it was great. The history there is amazing. You should see the steps.
This last time we went, last Christmas, we went to Barcelona for 6 nights, which is the longest we've been to like a place.
Yes.
And that's like, the longer you stay in a place where you don't have the pressure where you're like, okay, let's do one like guidebook thing a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's like, oh, guess what? Today we can sleep in.
Yeah.
Tonight we can stay out and get super wasted and sleep in the next day.
I think my ideal vacation is not, I don't want to move around as much. I basically want to feel like I live somewhere for like a week. Where it's like I wake up and I go to the coffee shop that I've decided is my local coffee shop while I'm in this place.
Dude, 100%. You know? You are described that, and that is just like shifting your POV, right? Like that's like what's the appeal of that is that you're in like a new place. That's what I, because that's what we do. Like if you had a staycation, you'd be like, oh, let me like sleep in, walk and get coffee.
Yes.
You wouldn't be like, cool, I'm off this weekend in LA. Let's get to the Hollywood sign. Let's go to Hollywood Boulevard. Let's rattle off these 5 things.
Totally.
That's why I
never lived in New York, but I love going to New York for like a week because I can treat it like a playground and do whatever comedy I want, but then I just pretend I'm a New Yorker and it feels fun to me.
Yes, it is. it really, yeah. My friend, I went to Barcelona when I was there. A friend of mine, maybe you guys know Scotty Landis, was there, and he was there for like 2.5 weeks. I'm like, he's like, nah, I like to just post. I just like to post up, you know? And he's just like, and I'm like, that's the way to do it is like,
yes.
By the end of it, you're like, you know, two people in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and when you're there, you're like, oh, if you're in LA for 2 weeks and it's new to you, you're like, maybe one weekend is Palm Springs or maybe one weekend is somewhere
Well, there
else.
Is just, cause there's something just superficial or a little like that you're lying to yourself when you're like, I gotta get to that fucking cathedral. And then you like,
I hate religion.
Yeah,
what's
in
there?
You created your own. You created your own FOMO. Like you've decided that.
And then you get to the cathedral, and you're like, okay, I guess I gotta really take this in. And then you try your hardest, and then you leave, and you're like, I barely remember what it looks like. I just saw it, and I don't even remember it anymore.
I know.
So that's why I'd rather go like. I don't know. I don't know what I'm fucking looking for, but I don't want to see all the cathedrals. I guess is my point.
I guess what you don't want to do is. because we did like one of those see everything Europe vacations where we were like Scotland, Paris, England, like Scotland, England, Paris. Yeah. We were like, we got to do it in 10 days. And then you're like jumping, you're like moving Dude, every so 3 days. Stressful. And you're like, wait, now I'm like, those are 3 half days that are shot.
That's
they're
right.
like while I'm traveling. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, and then you drive, you get home and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have to get right back to work. I need like 2 days yeah, just to like get my head to get.
Vacation.
Yeah, and then you're like, that's not what we're paying
a lot of
fortune
people,
for.
I,
yeah.
I dated someone where it was like the vacation was a job. And the idea was like, if you go there and don't see all the things, you haven't lived life to the fullest right. completely. And I always get confused about how to feel about certain things like that. Because it's like, went to Iceland. It's like, here are the best restaurants in Iceland. You better fucking go to these places. You're never going to Iceland again. But it like right 10 minutes after the meal, I'm just going to shit it out. You right. know what I mean? So I never know exactly how to feel about that.
Right. And there's also the part
for
of
me,
like,
for me, 2 minutes after the meal.
2 minutes? yeah. Oh, I wait 10.
I'm doing mid-meal. These days, it's just easier. I'm doing a Perry yeah. course.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robin Hood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all your profits. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data, and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also do things like view stock collections, such as 100 most popular or female leadership. You know, choose stocks that you want to invest in that make you feel good. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of High and Mighty a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So please sign up at mighty.robinhood.com. That's mighty.robinhood.com. Well, I just got up to record ads, and what did I do before? Look at my hairline in the mirror to confirm that I've still got it, because 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. I'm now past that point, so at any moment, who knows what can happen. If you start to notice your hair loss, it's already too late. Are you getting some bald spots? You're getting that hairline receding? What do you think it's going to look like in a year? Look, baldness is optional. You can do something about it now. Don't be afraid to go to the doctors. And if you are afraid to go to the doctors, might I recommend 4hims.com? It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. So here's how it works. You don't have to like go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to a gas station, buy weird pills. You don't have to buy supplements from a former bodybuilder to get your hair. No, 4hims.com sets you up with real, actual prescriptions, but you don't have to do any in-person doctor visits. All you got to do is go to 4hims.com, answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review and prescribe you well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions. Products are shipped directly to your door, so you don't even have to leave. Think about that. You're getting quality medication to take care of a major issue delivered directly to your door. Pretty easy. And my listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/mighty. That's forhims.com/mighty. 4hims.com/mighty. There's also an element of like when you go on vacation, like especially with a friend or a sigga, you're like, well, let's not know where we're going to eat dinner tonight.
I would love
like, just
that.
Like see something yeah. new. And I think you have to like my wife and I have now gotten kind of good. We have been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've had a little bit of money for a little while. So we've gotten to do fun vacations. And now we're like, we know we need to do long enough or a two-parter where one part is we're allowed to be lazy.
That's yes. wonderful.
That's like smart. What we need, where it's like we went to Hawaii for like 5 days and we were like, mm-hmm. 3 days we're allowed to just go down to the pool or the beach and lay there.
That is
one
just...
day let's go snorkel, one day let's go do like an adventure or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All I needed.
Yeah, yes. And sometimes, and honestly, now realizing like that relationship I was in needed to like end. And it was like that was obvious from that. We are not compatible on a right. vacation. And it really is. Like, it really is like...
It's a team project.
It is, yeah. And you can't... I was just so stressed out the whole time. Let me ask you this. Because I went to Iceland a year and a half ago, as I mentioned, because in my mind when I was like 7, I found out that Iceland was green and Greenland was ice. And I was like, gotta go to Iceland. Like, but when I was 7, so it was an idea in my mind.
Yeah.
So my question is, how do you decide where to go?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the thing. I think you need, like, for me, it's like 4 bougie friends have said they really like the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Or, like, in my head, someplace like that, because, like, I'm half Italian, so in my head, I'm like,
you gotta go,
go to Italy yeah, at yes. some point. yeah, you know? Like, yeah, yeah. I grew up around such Goombas, and we had such Italian pride.
Right.
I should go to Italy
Isn't
at some
point. Isn't it weird how you decide that stuff? Like, for me, I was thinking I want to go to Germany, but it's so fraught because I'm such a Jew. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, so I told my mom, she's like, you're really going to go? And I'm like, Mom, I forgive him. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Let me fucking go. I hear Berlin has good vegan food. I want to try
it. There
are
other people living there now.
yeah, but it's like, it's so like, oh, Germany, you know?
Yeah,
but
and it's fair.
Yeah.
I chose Germany for my bachelor party. I went to Oktoberfest in Munich because Germany was the only place my dad ever traveled to before he passed away. Like, he was like a homebody who was poor. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, once he had money, he's like, I'll do it all when I
retire.
I want
to see where they killed the Jews.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because his stepdad is German, like from Germany. And they like went to where, like Checkpoint Charlie during the Cold War, which yeah. is where my grandpa was like stationed. Uh-huh. And it was just like a weird ass situation. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. You went there, Dad. Tell me more about it. He was like, it was beautiful. It was this. I've never been anywhere. I can't wait to retire and do all this stuff. And then he passed away. And I was like, oh, let's not leave anything. Because I had been, and this is part of what I want to talk about with vacations, mm-hmm. I had never felt like I deserved one.
Right.
Where I'm like, oh, I'd rather just be home. There's going to, and like, even when you get a gig and you're like, I have $4,000 in savings. Yeah. I can book a vacation for me right. and my wife for a week somewhere. And I'm like, no, no, that money needs to last. And then it just like trickles away on dumb course. Shit. And
yeah. you're
like,
yeah. Anytime you save anything, your tire will blow out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no use in saving anything because you're always going to make it through.
Right.
Somehow you'll have enough money to pay rent most of the time. But if you save it, you're fucked.
Right. And then you're like, I don't deserve vacation. I don't want to go on vacation. Oh, I have Christmas break, but I got to go see my mom. Oh, we have this weekend off, but our friends are getting married this weekend in the summer. We got to fly to New York. There goes our travel budget for the year or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just like, and then I realized every time I came back, I felt fucking good.
Yes.
And it was just like.
Well, and also it's just something to talk about a little bit because it's like when you, because I always think about it this way. It's like, so when I went to Iceland for a few months afterwards, I knew what every conversation was going to be. I knew what I had to talk about was like, here's what Iceland was like, and here's some photos of fjords. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
that's
so that was
part
helpful.
Of it. And then I think on the other end of that, it's something to look forward to, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Like in the months leading up to it, when you're fucking busting your ass, you're like,
it's hope.
Well, yeah, come March 5th, I'm fucking gone. Yeah.
What are the best places you've been?
Ooh, that's a good question. My wife's favorite place in the world or whatever is Paris. I really enjoyed Barcelona.
I was going to say Spain for me. I have Spanish first cousins, so I've been going there like once every 6 years since I was a kid. And I can't speak a lick of Spanish at all, but it's still, the place is unreal. I mean, it's like kind of hard to explain. Everyone's so hot.
Yeah.
Everyone is so hot. And like, it's so beautiful. The food is great. There's so many different cities that are incredible. It's pretty
so
wonderful.
So many people speak English in Europe too. It's so funny. Yeah. Like the holdovers that you have from like your parents' generation of like, the French people are fucking rude. Then you go to Paris and you're like, no, it's because they live in a city, not because they're French.
Yeah.
They don't want you blocking the sidewalk drinking a fucking Pepsi in your jean shorts.
That's a really good point, actually, is that all of our parents grew up in a town of 1,000 people didn't know how to behave in a city. Yeah.
And they're like, the French are rude. They're like, the waiter came over and we had 100 questions. And I was like, bring that shit to the Lower East Side.
It's so weird. I went to France and told them America was the greatest country in the world and they all spat at me.
Yeah. I kept asking for Budweiser at every restaurant. Because that's what I said to people. Were like, well, were they rude to you in Paris? Me and Tiff were like, no, everyone's really nice to us. And then when we left, like, we were talking to her family, and we left. I was like, babe, it's because we're cool. Like, right. We're yeah. not. We're gonna be self aware enough to not be rude. And I can't look any more like, oh, here comes a fucking 300-pound guy in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. It's fucking like 60 degrees.
The best moments of my life have been when I'm in another country and someone assumes that I live there. Or another state. Like in New York, even though I don't know where the fuck I'm going half the time, if someone's like, hey, how do I get here? I'm like, oh, thank
you
God.
You exude some sort of confidence or some belonging. Yes,
and then I flip them off and walk away. But
hey, I'm walking here. Yeah, I know, sir. I'm just wondering if where the directions are. I'm walking here.
I said I'm walking here.
Oh, Matt's in character. We're not getting him out of this. Your girl's like, well, he's not getting out of this. Sorry. His iPod headphones aren't even plugged in. He just wants to be like this.
So wait, have you been to Italy?
I went to Italy for 1 week, but it was for work. Which was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's the dream with this job.
That's the dream. Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
the dream.
I got to see Tuscany.
Speaking of Scotty Landis. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no.
Speaking of Scotty Landis, years ago, the first stand-up I ever did on TV was for this show,
Adam Devine's House Party. Yeah.
Which Scotty Landis booked me on, and he booked me on the weekend gig. So I flew into Hawaii. We shot in Hawaii on a Friday.
I worked on the first season of that show. Yeah, I did all the digital content that never got put out.
Honestly, that's best case scenario.
Win-win. Yeah. I met a bunch of young comics, met Scotty. Yeah. Worked out great.
Worked on a Friday, got the weekend off, worked on a Monday, done. Beautiful. Best work experience I've ever had in my
life. 2 days in between.
Yeah,
in
that's right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, yeah. For Tuscany, there's the movie The Little Hours. Mm-hmm. And they flew me out, and it was a week, but it was like 3 day shoot. And I had like a day free on either side.
Yeah.
And one of my good friends, Adam Pally, is also in the movie. And we play the same, like, we're two characters that we're only in scenes together. Uh-huh. So we're on the exact same schedule. And it couldn't have been a better situation where it's like, I'm there with one of my best friends. Yes. We're working 2 or 3 days and then off 2 or 3, the same. So we're like, what do you want to do tomorrow on our day off together? And we have like per diem and like recommendations from the crew that have been working there for like week 4 of them, you know? You got to try this place, and this place. It was awesome.
I have a friend who was in an Adam Sandler movie, and she told me that she shot the movie in Africa, and the reason why it was shot in Africa was Adam Sandler and his family wanted to go to Africa, so they just had a movie written where
that
they
is like,
shot it in Africa, and it's like
that's blended, right?
And so if you can get a job like that, I was thinking like I'd like to write something that's in Italy.
That is
like,
the highest level of success
to just go live there for a year,
right? Yeah, like the Prentice Penny, the guy from Insecure, the showrunner of Insecure. I follow him on Twitter. He's like shooting my movie in Paris. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, right. That's the move.
That's
right?
What I want to do.
Those guys, Sandler is, and that camp, and then the Vince Vaughn, John Favreau camp, they're both very good at blatant vacation grabs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where it's like Grown-Ups 1 and 2 shot in an expensive lakeside neighborhood. And it's like, who's in the cast? Oh, it's Adam Sandler's 6 closest friends. Yeah. They're all 40. Like, why is Chris Rock,
genius.
Kevin James, David Spade, and they're all in the same movie together?
Do you think their movies suck? They don't care.
Right. But they're not doing it to make movies.
There might as well not be a movie. It could just be a documentary of them talking about how good their lives are.
If 6 friends go on vacation together and try to shoot a movie during the day, it's like they're not putting in effort.
No.
No one's like, wait a minute, wait. Like, no one's going, Chris, can you give us another take? He's like, no. Like, oh, yeah, right.
I heard about this restaurant I got to go to.
The other one is Couples Retreat is like the most obvious one, too. That's the Favreau, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And they go to like Bora Bora for like, and the whole movie takes place in a resort.
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, that's like the shit you got to do.
Uh-huh. It's pure genius.
Yeah. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, that was just every comedian in LA was shipped to Hawaii for a day each.
I know. I was so jealous when like Eugene's like, yeah, they bring me out to Hawaii for a couple of weeks. I think I have to shoot 4 days. I was like,
Although the funny thing, and going back to vacations being like a double-edged sword, is I talked to Mary Holland, because was she in that movie?
Yes.
Or was that a different, because we shot at the same resort that they, for Adam Devine's House Party, that they shot that movie in, and she got back there and she was like,
Right.
She was like, I spent fucking 3 months in this resort and it gets a little old.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like the guys who work, the people who work on Wrecked stay at like the same resort in Fiji. And it's like, I just need a different continental breakfast.
Yeah. That's the thing. You have to keep sort of vacation as this sense of hope. You can't, if you go for too long, your expectations then get fucked with. You know, you need, because that's the idea about like vacations often. Like that moment when you're sitting at a place eating the biscuit they told you to eat, and you've traveled for 2 days to get there, and it's never going to be as good as they say because it is just hope in their brains, and you need to keep it there. You can't go on vacation too often, otherwise you won't appreciate it. Because again, part of the point of vacation is to appreciate what you have at home.
Right.
Is to just remember that that's not so bad and that you're lucky to have it.
You just need change.
Yeah, you just need some
change.
Sort of change
is important. The second time we went to Paris, we stayed in the same hotel because we liked the neighborhood we were in last time, which is like, there's no way we should have done that. We should have stayed in a completely different area and seen a whole nother side of Paris. But we're like, no, we really like it. And we like this Rue de Bichy, which is like this little street with like 8 cafes on it. And you can eat breakfast and drink cappuccinos and watch handsome and attractive people wander around.
Yeah.
And we did it. We did it every morning. We would sit there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours and work all the way up until we switched to cocktails, you know, or whatever. And we loved it. And then we were talking to friends like, where should we go in Paris? And my wife starts going on and effusively about this place. Oh, it's amazing. And I like wanted to stop her and be like, remember, the food is like medium good. The coffee is fine. But it's because you and I are in Paris, 2 blocks away from our hotel, not near our families or our work, sipping cappuccino together. That's why it's amazing. That's just make sure we tell people. It's like, like, yeah, I had the coffee. I had the baguette there. You guys said it was amazing. It's like, well, you have to eat it on the train to Barcelona.
You told me to go to another country to eat bread? Fuck you.
Fuck you. I got bread here and it's gluten-free, bitch.
By the way, gauche plus. Plug for our show Corporate, but we do an episode essentially about this season.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yes.
Yeah. Well, just because like, you're just like told to go and you're like almost bullied to go. And then you're like, I'm here. I guess this is me enjoying my life. This is the 1 week a year. I this is where I, it's all for this.
Yeah.
To editor, just remove the plug part.
Get the plug out of there.
Yeah, just eliminate the entire premise of podcast and don't let these guys plug their show. Pull the rug out from the podcast economy.
Is there anywhere else you love?
My whole life, I always said that I would retire and live in Hawaii because I love the beach so much.
Yeah.
But I never went until this year.
Where'd you go?
I went to Maui and we stayed like in Wailea Beach and I fucking loved it. Yeah. We rented a Jeep Wrangler, took the fucking top off.
I see you in Hawaii. You make sense.
I believe that to be true. And I think... I think my future is in Hawaii or like Costa Rica, some sort of neverwear footwear world.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you in, do you think you're essentially in comedy to get enough money to get out?
At this point, yes.
I think all good people should be.
I think at this point, yes.
Yeah, comedy lifers are a little scary.
I think the really scary people, less scary than comedy lifers, are the comedy people who want to transition to like dramas. Like those are the people that like scare me the most. Sorry, you could have just asked me to do that. I realize I was hitting you with noir lights across your eyes through the blinds the whole time. And I should have known better because I just ate in a brunch spot with friends with sunglasses on because I had that scene.
Where'd you eat?
The Pally House, that hotel over there on Tampa. I feel at home there. It was like everyone is very sweet.
You are dressed as though you're about to walk out onto the beach right now.
Yes, and this is my
currently.
And this is your good
it's
suit.
January. Yeah.
It's your good
and I'm
suit.
Working. hard quotes around working.
We went to Hawaii actually a few months ago. We went to Kauai to kind of celebrate being done with season 2 and. The thing that happens immediately upon getting even into the airport, we went to Kauai, was...
That's where we want to go next.
Yeah, is like, wait, why don't you live here? Like, that's the question you have where you're like, it feels better here. Like, it's not... There's no stress
you
whatsoever.
Everyone is way less stressed there.
There's no stress.
Everyone. The guy who has the shitty... Like,
the guy or gal who
has the shittiest job. Now, I know part of the vibe is like, hey, this country runs on... this state runs on people wanting to visit.
Yeah, right.
So make it seem like there's that hospitality element. But the Americanness of it undercuts like what I think is that... faux hospitality you feel in the islands, like in like Bahamas and stuff, where you're like, this feels more like cultural. At least this is an American. I know there's a terrible history to Hawaii,
yeah,
but at least when you go there, the Americanness of it too undercuts like the you don't think it's as fake as fake hospitable
yeah,
as
sure.
you think.
Uh-huh.
It's got like that Southern hospitality feel.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, this just feels culturally how they are here.
Well, mm-hmm. I like, and just for me, I like that they go to
Southern
sleep.
Hospitality, by the way, is something only white people could ever say.
But it's true. It is. Like, I mean, I guess I just want to live in a world where people are nice to my face and they can say whatever they want when I'm gone.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? I'm totally
yeah.
fine
well,
with
that
experience.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it here.
I'm thriving.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I think that it's just they go to sleep early and it's okay. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like there's no pressure to do anything.
And they're tired because they've been doing stuff outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Outside.
And they've been like getting sun and exercise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are outside way more in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because
you're
though
like, in LA, we like everyone's like, oh, I love the weather here. It's like, yeah, granted, I just worked 8-13 hour days in a row. And
yeah, that's right.
Even like
the
moon.
What was interesting though when I was in Hawaii was I had the thought, man, I don't feel motivated to do anything. But then I was like, why do I need to feel motivated to do anything? Like, that's what's wrong.
Right.
Is that I'm like, I got to make something of my week. And it's like, no, you don't. You're in Hawaii. There's a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Hawaii was the perfect place to be like, let's go snorkeling one day and let's drive the road to Hana another day.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are big, like, kind of daytime, like, day-long activities. The rest of the time, let's, like, sleep in, you know, eat a big-ass brunch, go mm-hmm. back up to the room and not feel like... You know,
yep.
put on, like, watch something on an iPad in a big ass comfy hotel.
Yeah,
bed.
Go into
like,
the ocean and then come inside and take a bath.
Right.
Then-
it's also it's like, yeah. take a 45 minute shower, get out and go right in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is vacation.
Well,
just misuse your time.
When you travel, you forget that reading is fun. Like, you're like, oh, right. Like, I'm reading a book. I like books. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Oh, but I had to go all the way where there's nothing else to do in order to remember books are fun.
I had to travel to a place to see things so that I could remember to look at a book.
It's yeah. weird. It's really
weird.
Read
a book about the history of LA on yeah. vacation in Paris. I can't stop.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to pursue the feeling that you get on vacation? Like for a day in like in whether whatever city you're living
oh,
in.
Oh, that's an interesting. I
like,
always have
you
the,
ever tried to achieve like let's try to make today feel like a vacation day.
Well, whenever that's like happened, if I'm dating someone, I'll be like, we should like let's make it a crazy day. They're like, why? Like it's like aggressive. It's like, why did something happen? Are you gonna
yeah.
die?
Yeah.
Like,
are
am
you
I gonna die
or killing yourself?
Weirdly, this morning I kind of did.
Yeah?
Accidentally, I did that this morning.
What happened to you this morning, Maddie?
Well, it's going to not sound that great, honestly.
Okay. Well, this has been a roller coaster so far.
I was kidnapped. No, my sister is a member at the Los Angeles Athletic Club downtown, which is like almost country club downtown where there's like... There's
a pool,
a basketball
rock wall,
goal.
A
and,
it's got
and
like
no Jews are allowed.
No Jews allowed.
Yeah, okay, good.
So that was why it felt like vacation.
Finally, yeah. I can get out of my workspace.
But I went down there with my girlfriend because she gave us two like guest passes. And we went there and just pretended like we were in a country club members for a little while. And like,
right.
we kind of were, I walked around the track a few times. I didn't even actually exercise. I then went into they have like a sauna and a steam room and a hot tub and like fancy shampoo. Again, like I used a different shampoo. That's why my hair looks so great right now.
It does. For the listener.
Yeah, it does.
For the listener, the part in shampoo looks
it's
great.
It's buoyant.
Get out of
here. I almost, when you were talking about shitty hair, I almost went around the room and be like, yeah, well, obviously none of us put in any effort. And then, like, Matt made me not say
yeah.
it. Like, genuinely. I was like, well, I mean, I don't, whether it's effort or not, it works.
It was the fancy shampoo.
Yeah.
So we did that. We were there like 3 hours, like, kind of just dicking off in a country club. And then we went and got a smoothie afterwards at Whole Foods. And I felt like
guys,
I was on vacation.
Well,
that's what vacation is for me, is like a hot tub and a smoothie, I think.
I think that's what vacation should be for me. I still do the thing where it's like chase the amazing dinner, get shit faced, go to the cool bar, let's get late night eats, let's have diarrhea in Barcelona for six days.
By the way, living in LA, the best part of it is that you're 2 hours away from a bunch of super great weekend vacations. Like Big Bear, Idlewild, Joshua Tree. You can drop
Palm Springs,
like
San Diego.
You can spend less than $500, get a pretty good Airbnb with a hot tub, and have a great 3-day weekend.
But we rent a house with a pool in Palm Springs like once a year just to like play adults.
Yeah. Yes.
Where, you know, we're like, oh, they have a blender. You know,
it's
like,
ooh.
Yeah, because I was going to say, whenever
blast
I'm here,
the air conditioner.
Yeah. It's pretty hard for me to do it unless I'm out of town. It really is an out of town like relax. Yeah, I don't give myself the agency to do it unless I'm gone. It's very hard for me when I'm here.
Yeah. I wonder if it is beneficial, because sometimes, like, I'll do that. Like, I'll go to the beach with friends and get high, and it's like a Wednesday at 11 a.m., and I'm, like, stoned laying on the beach, and my phone's in my backpack, and I'm just like, this is pretty much it. This is, like, gonna, this is what I would want to do if I was gone.
I know, but then you're like, but I'm home, and should I check my phone?
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, should we leave at 3 instead of 4, because then we don't get stuck in an extra traffic.
And if I were in traffic in another city, I'd be like, wow, traffic is so lovely here. But if I'm home, I'm like, I could be home right now, and I gotta piss.
Yeah.
I gotta piss.
It really is. I think it's truly just something you give to your mind to be like, to treat yourself well.
Because also, if I'm in a different country or like a different, like Hawaii, even if like during the day I don't look at my phone, if I get a stressful email, I give myself agency to be like, I'm just not going to deal with this while I'm here.
Right.
Whereas if I'm in LA, at the end of the day, I will deal with it.
You have to.
I have to do it.
Even if you're like, I'm taking the day to myself, you're like, I still should probably respond to this.
Exactly.
It'd be rude if I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. But on vacation, you can be like, I'll just
deal with this. I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Yeah, it is. Now, could you get that feeling, Jake, if you rented a house like in the Hollywood Hills that had a pool?
I think I could.
I think it's the transaction. Yeah.
It literally is so psychologically simple, but it's like, it's just, I'm giving myself agency to feel good. That's what it is.
Right.
It's like, because if I go to vacation in Milwaukee, which is not a particularly amazing city, it's not terrible, it's just a city. It's like, if I went there, it's more that I just went there, that when I came back, he'd be like, yeah, I went to Milwaukee. It was nice. Like, I'm just like, I'm in Milwaukee. I don't have to do anything, you know?
Because my wife and I were talking about that. It's like, we're trying to save a little money, but we still want to see some stuff. I'm like, I've never been to Colorado. It's like one of, you know, I toured the East Coast for so long that I've seen like a lot of states. And I'm like,
yeah,
Colorado's one I haven't seen. I'm like, should we go to like Denver for the weekend?
You should. Colorado's
great. And it's like, is that count as a vacation? It's
yes.
Like, but I want to go and not be like, we got to see the three cool things Denver's known, you know. Like,
no, but it's cool to, Denver luckily is a city that it's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty.
You'll like slip right into, you'll feel right at home in Denver.
Yeah. I feel like that in a few cities in America. I will say also the idea of like saying to yourself, hey, we can always come back.
Yeah.
It's like the attitude to have that attitude on vacation. And it is like insanely wishful thinking to be like, well, we'll of course come back to Tuscany.
Right. It's hard to think about. Yeah. It's hard to think about like when you're leaving. This is the last time you will see this before you perish.
Right,
you don't want to think about that. Yeah. That's a really bad thought.
But leave yourself open to it, I think, because I don't think anyone would judge you if you were like, I go on one vacation a year for 2 weeks and I always go to Denver.
No,
well, and we have the fucking.
Well, they'd be like, they know something.
That was what my family was growing up, was like, drove down to Florida over winter break and at some point in the summer took a week to go to Montauk. Like those were the two givens growing up. It was like before we started flying as a family.
What I thought you meant when you said we can always come back is you can always leave the vacation, which actually it reminded me of a almost shameful story I have about the Chile vacation.
He killed a man there.
I killed a guy in Chile.
So sometimes you can't come back.
And there's no coming back from that. I went down there with my girlfriend. We had planned 9 days, but I had more time off. And so I was like, I'll stay in Chile for another 5-6 days on my own and just travel around on my own. So we had 9 days. It was great. On the 9th day, she left. My sense of adventure immediately fled my body. The moment she got on the plane, I like took an Uber back to the place I was staying and was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
And you had 5 more days alone.
Five more days. Well, okay. So the other mistake I did is that night I watched the movie Cachet by Michael Haneke.
Oh, that movie's so... Is that the one where they drop the videos off at the door?
Which it's a great movie, but it is so unsettling.
And you're like, it's definitely happening to me.
So I was just like unsettled in Chile, and the next day I was like wandering around and I hadn't shaved in a long time and all my clothes were dirty, so I was like a filthy, Now, and also when you're on vacation with your girlfriend and you're like a dumb man like we are, you have a little bit of like, but I'm with a woman and we're polite society.
Right, right.
When I was alone there, I very much was like, I'm a gross bearded man and I think people are afraid of me. Right.
Right, it's like the only, that's like the only time that there's like reverse male privilege.
Yeah, that's
right. Is when you're like, oh, if I'm alone, I look dangerous.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. So a day, so I left that night. I switched my plane ticket and left Chile. I was like, I'm done.
Well, that's the weird thing. That's the other weird thing about vacation.
Your girlfriend's like, what the fuck is this guy?
She was like,
needy.
What happened to you in Chile? It's like, I watched Cachet and I didn't shave.
She's like, well, welcome home.
Your review on that movie poster is like, it makes you leave Chile.
Yeah, but I did feel crazy doing that, but I was so happy coming back. I guess it's just giving yourself permission to do whatever the fuck you
right.
want to do.
Well, the other thing is like, 9 days and you're like, well, let me do five at the end. Is just
that
like,
was the problem. I should have gone somewhere else or something.
The joy of getting, I've had this happen before, of it's just psychologically, if you in your mind are done with the vacation, the joy of getting on a flight even 1 hour earlier is the most incredible feeling you can ever have. Like being able to board a flight early is like, and get home a day early when you want to be home. The trip home doesn't even matter. You're like, it's all borrowed time. Right. It's all like, I don't even, not even experiencing
it. It's
this
like
time.
Going to do something that was supposed to take 6 hours and you're done in three. And they're like, no, you're really done. And you get the same amount of money or whatever effort, whatever you're doing this for.
It's incredible.
And you're just like driving home. You're like, I don't even have anything to do, but just like the fact that I like 1-2 hours in the world.
Yeah. I the other thing I was saying
that's the true vacation is being done with something early when you didn't expect to be.
Yeah.
That's the best vacation in the world, I think.
There's nothing that's I will accidentally ride that shit too, where I'm like, oh, it's the middle of the week. Oh shit, I got this awesome gig on Thursday.
Yes.
Oh my God, I got out like I thought I was gonna be there till 9. It's 4 and I'm done. And it was the same gig and it was amazing. I get home, it's 4:30 and I'm like, oh, I earned this. I like smoke weed, like order dinner.
You jerk
like,
off twice and you feel fine right, about like, it. Yeah.
Watch a movie. I'm like, oh, thing. And then you're like, oh, wait, I have like my normal life. It's like Tiffany comes home from work and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got out an hour and a half early today. The one day this week I worked. And now I'm fucking riding the dragon. Like I'm at the SNL after.
Psychologically, we're so simple, but so fucked up. The being alone thing on vacation is a thing we didn't really talk about. Scotty Landis can do it because he's cool like that. But I find that when I go alone, it's like, I want to be someone who can travel alone. I want to be someone who can like go to the fucking ends of the earth and just be like, and I saw the thing and that's what it was. But it is kind of,
you want to experience,
necessitates a shared experience.
Yeah. Cause you want to like, be like, look at it. You want to be like, we're both loving this.
Yeah. And it is one of those things that you can chase that alone where you just like run into other people who are alone.
Yeah.
But I'm like so bad at like, I have no benefit of the doubt for people where if someone's like remotely annoying, I'm like, I fucking hate them. You know, like, I'd rather just stand there and go, it's a cathedral by myself and not talk to anyone than interact with someone that I think might be potentially sort of annoying.
Yes.
Weird you say that, because this is something me and my wife talk about a lot, is like traveling alone seems appealing, but only I think if you've been in a relationship for a really long time where you're like, it would be nice to just like not stand and wait for my wife to be ready while I'm on vacation.
Right. Sure.
But we sort of, and we both don't have the exact same likes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like one of those things where but we both get to travel a little bit for work. And like, so that's where we chase our traveling alone. Even if I am going to, you know, like Arkansas to do a show, but I have like a hotel room by myself, a flight by myself, my own.
And I guess it's something to talk about then. That's when you grow as a person and you do something they don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then you can like call that, like,
I'm here doing this.
Yeah. That is an appeal. But part of me wants to also be like, I want to go to, you know, somewhere that I love but for 6 days by myself.
Yeah, I think it's just, I wish I could. Yeah, I guess being alone, I guess it's more just about being alone, I guess. It's like,
Really like being alone here, so I don't know why I would think it would be fun to travel alone.
I think
alone.
I would convince myself that it was good for me. It's like, it's good for me to be alone in Japan.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? Do you know what it is? Yeah. There is an element of like, and this is maybe coming from like a bougie point of privilege kind of point of view, but like a lot of people tell you like travel is good for your soul, and then you do it, and you're like, oh yeah, I do feel better having seen the world from a different perspective, or even just like been out of America for 5 days, like feels good, or gives you a flash of what other people's lives are like, even if it is going from cathedral to cathedral.
Yeah, totally.
But then there's also like the flip side of that. I think I'm losing my thread here. But there's like the flip side of that where you're like, it's good for the soul, it's good for the soul. And then it's like, if you don't feel that,
right,
then like, I don't think you need to, you don't have to go on vacations either. Yes. Like, like I don't know if going away by myself would be good for me, but I feel like it would. So I'd like to find out.
Yeah, that's also my feeling, although I clearly failed at it in Chile.
But I'm scared. But yeah, then I live in fear of going somewhere by myself, like somewhere, not just like upstate, but like
right,
somewhere
far. But like if
you
were doing a weekend in Colorado of stand-up, like that's like,
that's fine.
That's like traveling alone.
Yeah.
But the help of like the itinerary built into your weekend kind of helps.
But
too.
If I went to Japan for a week, which I honestly am tempted to do, I think I would just feel confused the whole time.
I feel like I would be
like, what am I doing? Why am I here?
Now, I think the real question to ask myself at this point is, do I want to travel alone or do I want to travel without my wife?
Interesting.
It's like what I'm saying. It's like not for any level of shadiness, but for just like if me and a buddy are together, we can fucking sleep in a hostel and like lay in a hut floor because my wife got like a different. Like I can never camp.
Yeah, I don't treat myself well.
Right. Yeah I don't treat myself that well
because I don't deserve it.
We got super cuts over here.
Say no more, Jake. But it is something like that where part of me is like, well, I could really like scumbag couch surf if I'm by myself.
Right.
I could stay at the guy who I kind of knows, like cousin's house in, but like, because I'm up for the adventure, or if it sucks or it's uncomfortable, I can handle it more than my wife could.
Right.
So it is like, I think maybe that's what I want. Like if one of my scumbaggy friends is like, yeah, I'll go to Vietnam with you for 6 days. And like,
that's a very specific type of scumbag that wants to go to Vietnam.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm like, not to do anything shady. Me and my scumbag friends are flying into Vietnam. It's like, wait. Wait a minute. Red flags just firing off in front of my wife. Do you guys have any vacations on the docket? Anything planned?
Well, I have an idea of one. I just want to go. Like, I feel like it's one of those things, truly just, I need to go to say I did it to feel like I did it for myself. I need to treat myself well in that way.
Yes.
I think I want to go to Germany. I kind of want to go to weird fucking places like Denmark or something, because no one I know has been there, so I can be like, this is what Denmark's like. I just want someone to talk about like
that. That's fun.
But that's it. I mean, I just want to fucking go just because what else is there to fucking do except work? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just want to go in the next 3 months.
I got nothing. Yeah. I think Jake's been talking about it a little, and I'm like, maybe I got to plan a vacation.
You gotta go. Yeah. We gotta have something to talk about. We spend every day together.
The dream is they're like, hey, we're gonna do another season of Corporate. It doesn't start for X amount of months.
Well, that's what we're waiting to hear.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're currently in that phase.
If we do get another season, it's like, okay, I have money coming in. Otherwise, we are unemployed right now.
Yeah, you have like money coming in and also 7-8 months of unbroken stress, and you're like, maybe I deserve to do something before and after.
That's exactly how I'm feeling.
Another period of time that creates the experience of like vacation or the mentality of it is, which we were talking about before the podcast, you know you have money coming, but you don't have to work right now. It's like you have a job coming 1 month from now that will make you be fine for a while. That month is the best month of your entire life.
Right. Oh, I've never had an opportunity where I left a job and been like, that was great. See you in X amount of days.
Yeah.
And like, that's like all I want.
We've only had it once, and it was that's when we all took vacation.
Right.
And it was
the
best.
Like, if your show's longer running, even when they're like, hey, we're going to take 2 weeks off hiatus, like, even that is like, oh man, you know, I don't even care if I'm not getting paid for those 2 weeks. Just like, let me do something fun for those.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah. I don't have anything officially planned. A friend of mine might be getting married in Hawaii. Like, my wife and I are also trying to save up for a house.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I asked that question about, do you think you can find vacation in your home?
Because
we were like talking about buying a house, and when we rented a house in Palm Springs that had a pool, it was like, it was nice to be like, we spent a full Saturday like half doing shit like on computers or in the pool or making each other meals or whatever. And it was like, We could do this at a house in LA, which is like a special.
You could. I think if you, for me, it's like if you're going to do that, drugs need to come along with you. Like, right. Take mushrooms or something so yeah. It is an escape. Like, yes. Treat it like a vacation. If you get the house, that's one of the transactions you need to unlock that thing in your brain right. That allows yeah. you. I keep thinking of the word agency, but a large part of it is like giving yourself the ability to chill out.
Yes.
But bring drugs, bring weed, bring mushrooms or acid mm-hmm. or something, oh, yeah. And just like do that somewhere else so you feel like it's different.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because I that's my hopes. Because the times I feel really good here in LA is like a lazy Saturday or Sunday with the cigar, where yeah. You're like, okay, let's go do one thing. And then it's like, do we not have anything else? Oh, let's
beautiful.
Like sort of half do some stuff we have to get done around the apartment. Half like, hey, in about a half hour, do you want to watch another episode of Sex Education? You're like, oh, hell yeah, let's yeah, do that. Yeah. Like, those are like my dream days. And I'm like, if I owned a home so I felt like we had more space and we had a pool there, mm-hmm. Could you pursue that, like, sort of
but the
a
pool,
Saturday home becomes
the pool is tricky because... If you own that pool, what you're seeing in the pool is, I got to clean this fucking pool.
Right.
Once yeah. You own a house, you have to pay mortgage, you know, for 30 years. So right. It's like, then you're going to be stressed.
That's what I imagine is like, oh, cool. We have our house. We can chill out. And then it's like, well, this weekend, I really want to put speakers in
something
that room.
Like,
oh, this weekend, I yeah. We're supposed to do blank. Then all of a sudden you find yourself like, it's fun to be home on a Saturday and get five things done around the house I own because I'm not going to just let it fall apart in my landlord's
that's
hands
right.
anymore.
Something
yeah.
My parents told me before they got divorced was something they
right
would
before.
Do. was they used to like theoretically have nights where they go into the city and see a show, but we're actually what they did, because I'm from Westchester, they would go to New Jersey, rent a hotel room, probably fuck, but beyond that, it wasn't even really about that as much. It was like they would bring the crossword puzzle, a book, and just read for like 3 hours.
They just needed a break from you.
Yeah, well, yes, they needed a vacation.
Right.
Yeah. But the mental thing of just going to Jersey, crossing the bridge, and getting a hotel room in Jersey literally was just, they had to leave the house.
Right, because if they were in the house, your mom or your dad's like, I got to do this fucking project. Or
yeah.
Like, do you hear that?
Even just getting out of state and
that
it's a bordering state.
That truly does prove the point that we're making, which is they left New York to go to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And that
but
was
but
the
I
right.
do, I really
yeah.
do believe it's a mental thing. And that's why I think it's harder in LA unless you're like spending a decent... Because if you spend the money on getting the place, then you're like, I gotta have fun now.
Well, then it's also one of those things where you spend the, it's like getting that like vacation home or that summer house or like weekend place mm-hmm. where you're like, well, now I just have to go to Palm Springs
yeah.
12 weekends, 15 weekends a year
right.
yeah.
to make it like worthwhile and like better have fun in Palm
yeah.
Springs.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait,
yep.
now I'm stressed about having like a vacation home. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking weird
experience.
I mean, the
thing is we're still stuck in our brains and want to die. So, you know, that's
yeah.
like the thing who we are, but
yeah.
you know,
We've got to chip away at years of whatever that is.
But
before I talk about enjoying vacation, I need to enjoy my own company first.
Yeah, but if you do go out of state, that's when you do feel just mentally different.
Yes.
Anything you can do to prove to yourself that you're someone who's interested in life and is willing to leave your house, like it's something you really should do. It's like, it's sort of like exercise or reading. It's like things that you should do for yourself actually do make you feel better, and they're the hardest to do.
Right. And you know what? I get a little flash of something like this too when I go to see non-comedy or non-movie art. Like it's
yeah.
something that I don't often do in my life, but even I'm talking about like live music at the
right.
minimum, at the bare minimum. Just yeah. being at like a live concert, I'm like, oh fuck, this is like an energy that like I don't want to deal with having to get to the Hollywood Bowl to see or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but once I'm there and I'm being like in live music and I'm like enjoying it and I'm outside, I'm with friends or loved ones, then you come home and you're like, oh man, that was like a medium show, but
yes.
it just felt good to like bask in like,
it's just different.
And it's just, and it, all it is exactly,
it's
just different. It's just a break from your grind. And it's
yeah.
like, oh yeah. It's like not, going out to dinner and having like three drinks and spending a fortune is like what my plans usually are.
That's
you know,
right.
like, mm-hmm. and it's like, I feel like, and that's a lot of my peers' plans. Like, hey, what are you doing next weekend? It's like, do you want to go to that restaurant we've always been talking about and spend some money and eat and drink there? And I'm like,
yeah.
hell yeah.
Yes.
But then it's like, then you go do something that's like one step further and you're like, oh, I went to the LACMA.
Yeah.
And I felt like real, like,
yeah, when you go to, when you go to the Getty, when you're like once or twice a year, when you're like, you know what? I am going to go to the Getty. I'm going to go to the fucking Getty. I'm going to get in that tram. I'm going to go up there and look at the art. You're like, wow, this shit up here is pretty good. Yeah. Pretty fucking good art. You know what? It's pretty good.
That's how I feel about the beach in Los Angeles. Because I feel like so few people once I'm friends with never go.
It's crazy.
I go once, like, twice to three times a month once the weather gets nicer, if not more. I go one or two weekdays a month and then like two to three weekend days.
Speaking of Blackmail, though, one of the funniest, I think it's still on my Instagram, but one of the funniest videos I ever took was when Jake and Pat Bishop, the co-creative corporate, and I were waiting.
Note to editor, remove the user.
Remove Pat's name.
Leave Pat's name in, but no context.
When we were waiting to hear if we got picked up to series, like we're waiting to hear, like, it was like any day now they will tell you if your lives are changed and like better.
Yeah, and you need to like get away from your computer so you're not just hitting Apple it's refresh. Yeah.
So we, Jake, the day that they were like, you're gonna hear today, Jake, Pat, and I were like dying with anxiety, and we were like, let's go to LACMA. We'll like just zone out at LACMA. And I watched Jake walk around LACMA not enjoying every single piece of art that he saw there because it was just like, and I took a video of just him like standing in front of art, staring at it, clearly not registering what he was seeing at all because his mind is so preoccupied.
Just waiting
with that,
for your phone to vibrate. Yeah.
Staring at it for like 3 seconds and then moving on to the next piece, just desperately trying to distract himself from this reality.
Yeah. Oh, that's some real shit. Well, you brought it up. I guess let's talk about Corporate season 2 currently airing
Tuesdays at 10:30 on Comedy Central. You know, it's a comedy show. I think it's funny. Please
and if you
watch
don't have
it.
The app or whatever, you can buy it on iTunes.
You buy it on iTunes, fucking torrent it, whatever. Just watch the fucking thing if you don't mind. It's a good show.
It's really funny.
I think you'll like it. Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like Comedy Central, I was like, you're like, what are they putting out? Then you watch Corporate and Detroiters, and you're like, oh, they're making good stuff.
And then they canceled Detroiters. Right. And we're really worried they're going to cancel us. So
hey, we'll see. Canceled Detroiters.
So please watch
one of those guys is way more famous than us.
Yeah, that is the weird thing. It's like, like
at the company holiday party, hey, where's Sam and Tim? And bad news, guys.
That is the thing. It's like, you're like, wow, I feel really lucky. It's amazing. And maybe I'll go on vacation. You're like, do I have a job? Like, it's such a weird thing. But,
I'm pumped that you guys got to do more. It's
really lucky.
It's so fun. Yeah.
It's really lucky. It's really cool.
So Tuesday night's 10:30. Watch the old season on the app if you want. You can catch up if you haven't yet. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to plug? Are you guys on social media
Follow us. Matt Ingebretson, Jake Weissman.
Weissman Jake on Twitter if you want.
I'll tag you guys in a tweet when this episode comes out. So if you're listening to this and you want to follow these dudes.
And go on vacation. Enjoy yourself.
Go on vacation.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Pay to download Corporate onto your iPad. Jump on a plane to Hawaii and watch all
that
of them.
That is kind of how it works. It's funny because I see, you know, the second season's coming out now and you see people tweeting like, oh yeah, people told me it was really good. It's a year later, I'm finally watching it. And it's like, probably because they went on fucking vacation or something like that. We're like, oh, I'll watch it in a year when I have some time.
That's literally that's literally me, is like, I'm the guy who's like, you know, like watching a show not far enough past it where the people have nostalgia for it. Like 1 year after it was popular, I'm like, you guys see this True Detective thing? And people are like, what season are you watching? You know,
and it's like, Matt is
the king of that.
The king of watching stuff 10 years later and then being furious if we divulge any details about the plot. He was watching Sopranos, like, and he's like, dude, season 5 is so good.
Yeah. Well, and also that happens when someone's saying that shit, you like don't even like, you watch it so long ago, you don't place where anything is. You're like, oh, did Vito blow that guy? And you're like, what? Fuck, dude.
I'm pretty good. I recently, about a few months ago, I watched Memento for the first time, unspoiled.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And it was so annoying.
I think he wanted to talk about it all the time.
That was like, I got to see I mentioned this on a different podcast recently, but at the movie Summer Camp, I happened to see it for the first Sleepaway Camp. To see it without the spoiler of the end.
Side note, I'm going to spoil it for your listeners, but I dressed as Angela 1 year. And what was funny was I went to a Halloween party and I hooked up with someone in the bushes, so then I had like a hard dick. So I came out and there was a spotlight on me, and they're like, oh my God. So I was Angela. And it was like the best Halloween costume
ever. I'm sorry, guys. I'm method. I'm an actor now.
By the way, crazy part of that story, hooked up with someone in a bush.
It was Halloween.
Fair enough.
It was a long time ago.
That's the time to do it. That's the time for the to get your Bush status going. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. I will do this every season Corporate comes out, and, we should do it annually regardless.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for having guys. Watch Corporate. I'm at Gabrus on all social medias. Listen to Action Boys, Raised by TV, and do whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm going on vacation. Tears. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.